The courage of Jesus be with us all heart dwellers, and may he keep our hearts in perfect peace. Today I took some time listening to events around the world and seeing exactly what the Lord has been warning us of. Everything he's given us in these messages is rock solid in the path of life. We are living on the edge in the book of Revelation, with all the judgments that are to befall the world taking place right now before our very eyes. Only prayer can make the difference between the worst chastisements and loss of souls and a softened chastisement that will give place to more souls coming into the kingdom. And I ran across statements by President Putin about the disclosure of aliens who are really demons with manufactured interdimensional bodies. It was a video about deep lakes in Russia and the Middle East where humanoid creatures have been repeatedly sighted living in the depths of the water. Seeing the extent of America's ignorance and the powers these demonic creatures possess, I have to say it was frightening. Yet I know my God is greater than any of these, and he is protecting me. Immediately after worship, Jesus began speaking. Now you see what I must deal with, yet this is nothing for me, Claire. Do not be afraid, it shall not come nigh your dwelling. Remember, deliver us from evil, and poof, it's all around you, everywhere, and yet it may not touch you. You are mine. And so are your children, I might add. And what he's referring to here was a night I was sitting in a hot tub and saw an alien vessel hovering high in the sky with brilliant, flashing, multicolored lights. It just stood there. I knew immediately what it was, and no sooner did my mind connect with its origin than these words came out of my mouth without a thought. Deliver us from evil. And I mean that ship literally disappeared from the sky. Not even a movement left or right, up or down, just poof, it was gone. And from that time on, I have known how to deal with these creatures. The Lord continued, now you see how great is the corruption of the earth and why supernatural measures need to be taken to purify it. Do not be afraid. These creatures are on a very short leash. If man wants to be curious and look into these things, I cannot stop him. But it is foolishness to even tamper with these things. So dark and heavy are they. Wow, Lord, I don't know what to say, except I'm so glad I don't know more. Please, Jesus, deliver me from a spirit of error and from the deception that will fall upon mankind. He continued, this is already done, my love. You are my bride. I protect your mind, spirit, soul, and body. All of you is mine, and I protect you just as a good husband should. I want you to understand this. No matter how many, how bizarre and strange these life forms appear to be, understand they are, when simply unmasked, demons controlled by Satan. It's just that simple. No matter how benevolent they may appear to be, make you feel or perform convincing benevolent deeds, understand they are demons, plain and simple. From the littlest to the greatest, they are simply demons, fallen angels and corrupted beings. They will all have their day in the lake of fire. Every last one will go to the lake of fire, no matter how elaborate or seemingly benevolent. That is their destiny. Because this is so dark, I do not want you looking into it. For many, it can become frightening, even terrorizing. But you have my scriptures and promises to sustain you. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. These are not idle words, They are promises for those who belong to me and obey me. The whole world will be terrorized by the discovery and disclosure of these creatures, but my people have nothing to fear. Whether visible or invisible, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that I am Lord. In other words, they are subject to me. My name, when used by my believer, is a strong tower, a mighty fortress, and an offensive force that is mightier than any weapon they have. Lord, when will they be disclosed? Very soon. There is a plan in place, well orchestrated, for all these things to hit humanity in the face, stunning and paralyzing them into compliance. The movement that is going on right now against the globalist agenda is comprised of people who will eventually be well informed and will not fall for the deception that is to be revealed. They will be the mavericks that will fight for their rights. You see, my love, as I told you last night, there are many forces of evil on the earth. You are not dealing with just a covert and corrupt government. You are dealing with religious zealots of Islam, demon aliens, maverick governments, racist factions. The list goes on and on. But the more who wake up and rise up, the less influence these things will have. The greatest issue at hand is the ignorance of the masses as to how they are being manipulated. They have been sedated with entertainment and sports, the chase after position, influence, wealth, beauty, and talent. This takes up the daily agenda of those who should be uncovering this evil and doing something about it. When they wake up, then there will be a formidable force against these evils. And there are signs of them waking, especially after events that threaten their safe middle-class lifestyles. Terrorism on your own soil is causing many to think outside the comfy box the government has programmed them into. If enough wake up before it's too late, there will be a revolution and the globalists will be overthrown for now. Remember, prayer changes things. All of you are being heard by my Father as you lift up your hearts to Him. This is the game changer, as it's called. This is also the wild card the elites cannot control, the praying public. What is written in Revelation and Daniel and other places must come to pass, but the intensity of it will be greatly determined by the prayers and repentance of the people. When people begin to wake up, to understand that freedom of choice is not freedom at all, but bondage to the sin of murder. When people see that divorce and adultery is not freedom, but comes with its own set of crippling problems to the generation of children under its influence. When they see that marriage is a sacred trust, that they must be prepared to die to themselves, and that the wrong partner in marriage is a generational tragedy. When these things begin to dawn on the population, things will begin to turn around. My rules are not crippling. Sin is crippling. My rules foster and protect life, not only in the next world, but right now, here in this dimension. Choose life or choose death, but understand, any way that contradicts my will result in death, despair, and failure. The whole liberal agenda has to be seen for what it is. Corruption of the principles of life that lead to happiness and peace. When people see that the author of these rules is evil and had nothing but evil intent from the beginning, destroying the fabric of the family and society, when people discover this, they will turn around and commit their lives to defending and living the truth. That is where the strength will arise and turn the tide of a decaying civilization. This is where I allow tragedy to befall the earth as a wake-up call to those who have settled into a lifestyle of spiritual indifference. This will rock the foundations and cause them to call out to me, seeking the truth. Where did we go wrong? Why is this happening? Is there really a God? And is he really in control? These are questions that will only be confronted when national tragedy strikes. An examination of the rules they are living by, and the haunting question, is it true that our sins have brought this upon us? This awakening that has begun is pointing people to Christians who've been vocal and outspoken, condemning evil and exposing conspiracies to deprive them of their freedoms. And finally, the intelligent are discovering they weren't so bright after all, and that Christians actually have a knowledge that exposes what is truly evil in the guise of being good. Yes, we have some scriptures. Mr. Trump is a classic example of one who thought he was wise, but is finding out how foolish he truly was. He is an example to the worldly and successful middle class. Claire, these things written in Revelation must come to pass. But the more prayers that are offered, the less devastating it will have to be, and the more souls I will have in heaven with me. Prayer is the key and the weapon of choice. Without prayer, the world would disintegrate overnight, literally. So you see, as souls come close to me, they are protected and counseled in the right paths of life, and they will not be hindered or duped by the great deceptions and the globalist agendas. This is why this channel and others like it are so important to me. I am teaching total reliance on me and intimate friendship that will in the end spare the lives of those who would have been caught in Satan's nets and led to hell. Man cannot be trusted. Institutions cannot be trusted. Religion cannot be trusted. I am the only one who can be trusted, and I offer this relationship to every soul I created. It's up to you to put forth the effort to cultivate it. Unless this is a top priority in your lives, whatever else is more important to you will lead you into deception and bondage. Oh, how important, my people, it is to learn to hear my voice and follow my commands. Your very eternity depends upon it. Please, don't put anything or anyone before the knowledge of me and obedience to my laws. You put your soul and your children's souls in danger of eternal damnation. Please, my people, seek me with all your hearts until you find me. I am waiting for you. I will instruct you. I will love and heal you. And most of all, I will forgive you. Do not be afraid. I am for you, not against you. Anything you have heard about me being a vengeful God is a twisted lie. To those who seek to do harm to others, yes, I intervene. But to the rest, I'm a shield of righteousness against Satan and his wiles. And I will lead you in the paths of life. And you will not fall prey to the great deceptions of this age. Seek me and live.